Now we're into the second week of August, and that's about the time every year when teachers and students and parents are starting to anticipate the return to school. This year, that anticipation is mixed with fear and trepidation. The pandemic means that back to school is going to be a very different experience for everyone, and that has left many teachers, educators, and support staff concerned and calling for answers. Dean Ingram is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, and he is on the line with me this morning. Good morning to you, Dean.
And good morning to you.
So the NLTA has initiated this online petition. Many of our listeners have probably seen that by now popping up on their social media feeds. It asks for immediate attention from government to create smaller class sizes. Just explain why you feel that is important.
Well, I think while class size is certainly an important component of what we feel is necessary, what we're actually calling for isn't so much class size reduction specifically. That being said, we've engaged for a number of years on the importance of looking at our class size or teacher allocation model. The class size has certainly been crystallized in a COVID world, and what where the petition is urging the House of Assembly government to do is to take action that's needed to ensure our schools are safe for the return of students in September 2020. Class size reductions in order to ensure physical distancing, we believe, would certainly have to be an important component of that.
How would that work? How do you see that playing out?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to have the same safety measures in place in our schools as what you would see in other parts of the public, our bars, our restaurants. I know that the NHL season started, and we know the measures they take to ensure the safety of our professional athletes. These are standards that need to be maintained across distance. We certainly think that infection control measures should be in place in our schools that match that which is expected in the general public. And right now, the plan we've seen to date, there is contradictions, significant contradictions between the public health directives, people, space, time, and place, the physical distancing emphasis, the emphasis on mask wearing, and what's not being emphasized to date that we've seen in the return to school plan.
Would it be possible, do you think, for class sizes to be reduced in time for September?
At this juncture, it would be very difficult to implement that. I think these are discussions need to happen, but we do want, we do insist on that the public, and the public has spoken. You mentioned your listeners may have seen it, the petition. Based on the numbers we're seeing, I would hazard a guess that many of your listeners have actually already signed non-supportive. We've been seeing an uptick of approximately 100 per hour since we launched this on Friday, and those numbers continue to rise. The public is concerned about the return to school plan, and any return to school plan will only find success, and the success of the plan will hinge on the confidence of parents that their children will be safe when they re-enter school. Parents and teachers, teachers and parents too, of course, have concerns about that. One thing we are seeing is an enhanced discussion about homeschooling. This enhanced discussion is occurring because some parents are questioning the degree to which the school system will be safe for their children to return to. That's what's generating the interest, the discussion around that possibility.
Dean, what are you hearing from your membership about how they are feeling as they are thinking about going back to work in the classroom?
A tremendous number of them are very anxious. They're concerned about the safety of their students. They're concerned about their own personal safety. When we see the discrepancies, and this is the question we're asking, how is it that the standards set for our bars, our restaurants, our public swimming pools, our public venues, how the Liberal Party ran their convention, again, under the guise of health and safety, under the direction that were put in place for the St. John's Conference Center. But there's a question as to how is there this discrepancy between the two?
How are you helping your members to understand why there is this discrepancy?
Well, this is it. We don't know why there should. We don't agree there should be a discrepancy. And it's why we've met with the chief medical officer a couple of weeks back. It's why we certainly requested during the campaign to meet with Mr. Fury or Mr. Abbott, Mr. Fury being the successful candidate, Mr. Fury being our premier in waiting and will be premier when schools reopen. We have requested, and Mr. Fury did indicate he would be meeting with us during the campaign, and we're waiting for the final scheduling yet. These are things there. So understanding of the discrepancy, understanding the inconsistency, we don't have an explanation for that. We think there should not be an inconsistency, and these are the things that need to be pressed. Well, we recognize that there are regional, but for all these reasons, there is work to be done, measures put in place so that parents and teachers and students feel comfortable their safety measure in place. While the curve has been flattened, measures need to be taken to ensure that the curve remains flat.
What concerns does it raise to you, Dean, when you hear more and more people talking about keeping their kids home even though the schools are going to be open?
Well, the concerns are that it speaks to the degree of confidence or lack thereof that parents, a significant portion of our parents in this province, have in whether their children will be safe. I saw a story last night from a parent that was actually very concerned, an evening newscast, concerned with thing and struggling with the decision. We know that children need to return to school. We know that education needs to return, but it has to be done in a safe manner. We know that the studies, the meta information we have about COVID is continuously growing. In Israel, we see a report of one child infected 25 teachers after reopening. We see stories from Georgia where the numbers, they opened too early without precautions. As a result, the school had to shut down very quickly. We know that the rates of incidence of children being diagnosed with COVID has significantly increased. And there are some 86 deaths in the U.S. since May related to COVID, almost 100,000, and might be over 100,000 now to date, reported in the last 2 weeks of July, of children being diagnosed with COVID. We have to ensure that the safety measures are consistent between the general public and the school system. It's too important not to get it right.
Dean, thanks so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
That's Dean Ingram. He is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. And CBC has a request in to speak with the Minister of Education about these concerns, and we hope to bring you that conversation in the coming days here on our program.